This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rick. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
He ain't ignited and bright. He ain't the variety type. So tell him silence his pipes when we invite him to fight. Cause I'll arrive in the height of the night, spitting that spice that'll widen your wife. And have her asking you, why don't we fight? So I can leave and be with Blue, cause he's sliding me right. See, I done put the fear of God up inside of her twice. So ain't nothing you can tell her that is wiser, right? My shit is dynamite. I'll probably die on the mic. You out dining the mic. Just lie in your life. So I'ma lie in your life and take the line from your life and shine bright as a diamond.
Yeah, I don't know the rest of that verse. I normally would have tried to finish it out, but I don't know it. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And I must start by thanking you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me, listen to my random ramblings, whatever it is I do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. Man, every time I got to get more consistent, and I apologize. Like, I missed last week. You know, I was battling illness, and, you know, I took a trip, which we'll talk about in a minute. I didn't get an episode out, and I apologize for that. And it feels like I'm putting so much time in between the episodes, and when I sit down here to do one, like, I'm not in practice. I forgot, you know, what it is I say and what it is I'm supposed to do, and it's mad weird. But that's neither here nor there. I do remember this, though. We always start out with the Chef Elise report, so let's do that.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir, I am, and very proud to be. Yeah, it's been a good time with my little girl. I took a trip to St. Louis a week and a half ago, something like that, fairly recently. And it was a moment because I was dropping her off with her mom for the last time before I took my trip. And her mom had mentioned, you know, wishing me a safe trip, you know, whatever, as she was getting in the car. And Elise went and she had like a little moment where she was pretending to cry. It was the same type of like pretend cry she did when her fish died. Like her fish died and she was acting like she was sad. But then I heard her in there talking about fricasseeing it or something like that. And I'm like, you ain't sad. Like, you know, what are these crocodile tears? And so she did one of those little moments and it was, I don't know. Like, I kind of was like, oh, and I was kind of like, man, if you don't go somewhere with that, you know, it was a battle. But I went up there and it snowed while I was up there. And I took a picture of the snow and I sent it to her so she could see it. And, you know, she sent me a little voice message back about how excited she was to see snow. And that's cool and all. I don't know. I guess, you know, she grew up in Texas, so she don't get that. And, I didn't grow up in Texas, so I saw plenty of snow, and I'm cool on all of it. So she was, I don't know how we're going to work that out. I mean, I don't know whether to just leave that to her mom to take her places where she can see snow, but it's not enticing to me. At least I really don't. If I never see snow again in my life, I'd be all right. You know, I don't know if I just want to take you somewhere where it's cold, because it's fun for like 20 minutes, and then it's not fun no more. I mean, that's just my opinion. Anyway, other than that, I got her a little snow globe. Ironically enough, while I was up there, I think that's going to be my tradition. Anytime I take a trip, I'm going to get her a snow globe from the airport, bring her back, and then she'll have a snow globe collection. So, you know, I'm trying to do things like that, like start traditions and have things that, you know, are consistent. And then, like, she has these collections of things for me. It was Beanie Babies at one point, and every time she saw me, I made sure I had a Beanie Baby for her. Shouts to my homie Thomas. And his wife, Jada, because I got the Beanie Babies from them. I don't think you can buy them drinks no more. But, you know, so she got that little collection for me. You know, she knows she gets a stuffed animal from me every year on Valentine's Day. And now it's like anytime I leave the state or I go someplace, I'm going to make sure to bring her back a snow globe. So I'm trying to do those cool things. And soccer season just started. And so I gave her the snow globe at the first soccer practice. Like I went out to soccer practice to see her play or to see her do what it is she did. She does. And when practice was over, I'm like, I got something for you. And I gave it to her and she ripped the paper off of it. And she was, you know, very excited about her snow globe. And like she ran up to one of the coaches to show them, like, look, you know, look at this snow globe. It's from St. Louis. Like, she knows what that is. But and she's trying to tell him, you know, my dad got it for me. And, you know, she's like super excited. I could see in his face. He's like, little girl, I don't care. Like, what are you, St. Louis? Who cares? Like, why are you showing this to me? But it's just another one of those dope dad moments where, like, she was super excited to get something very simple from me. But it was from dad. It was from his trip. And it's a snow globe. And so, I don't know. Good dad moments. In vast contrast to that, like I said, soccer season started. And so yesterday was the first soccer game of the season. And so we're back to doing that. I still have not upgraded my chair. I want the chair with the hydraulics. I was sitting next to a lady who had a hydraulic chair. I want mine with the hydraulics and a built-in shade on it. So that's hit up the What Is CWS merch store. Buy some shirts. You know, help me fund this baller-ass folding chair for these guys. If I got to sit out there, I might as well sit out there in style. That's the plan. But yeah. But that's pretty much the Chef Elise report. Well, I mean, I had a little cool moment with her little brother. You know, he's walking now and he's getting up and moving around. And I guess he's seen me enough that he's like, all right, this dude is not a problem. I guess we can be cool. He doesn't smile at anybody, so you're not going to get a smile out of him. But the fact that he will, like, be anywhere in my presence is like, you know, I've been accepted. I'm in the circle of trust. Because normally he would see me and he'd be like, hey, who is this dude? Tell him stay over there. If he takes another step closer, I'm crying. Like, it's not going to be cool. Like, I know him, but I don't know him. So just tell him keep his distance. But now he, like, comes around me. And we had a little moment where I just mess with him like he's a, you know, full-grown dude. So I was like, high five. And he actually picked up on it and gave me a high five. And I tried to do the low five. And he was like, nah, he picked my hand back up. Like, nah, put your hand back up. We're doing high fives today. We're not doing low fives. I don't understand where they, you know, how they operate where you from. But where I'm from, we stick to 1-5. We started out high. We finish it high. So, you know, that's our little thing. So now I got a tradition with little homie, too. We do the high fives. At least get the snow globes and the stuffed animals. You know, I'm working consistency across the board. That's what I'm trying to be. Trying to be consistent. That's the Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir, I am. Every week. Yes, consistent. That's what I do. But yeah, getting into the crux of the episode. I don't really know. I say this every week. Like, I don't know what the episode is. There's a few things I want to talk about. Because I've been having sort of the same conversation in different ways with people recently. And it's just on how we treat people or why we treat people the way we treat them. And I don't know. I guess I had a couple things that I'm going to try to tie into that. We're going to see how it works out. But like the world is saddening me these days. Like, I'm very saddened by how we operate, how we deal with each other. The stuff I see on the internet, it's very disheartening. Like, I worry about what my daughter's going to have to deal with. And I'm just tired of dealing with you motherfuckers. Like, it's y'all people are so out of pocket and crazy that it's just, it's a lot. And then I run into just random bullshit in places where I don't feel like I should have to run into it. And it seems like we're so out for self. And that's what's bothering me. I give you a perfect example of how out for self people are, how foul people are in this world today. And this one, like, just, it sent me through the roof. I mean, see if it pisses you off too. But the other day, I'm sitting in my apartment. I'm hungry. And I don't feel like cooking. So I'm on Uber Eats. And I'm scrolling. And this is a thing for me. I go on Uber Eats and just scroll for countless amounts of minutes until I realize I should just cook myself something or have some cereal or go to bed hungry, drink some water. I don't know, something like that. So I'm scrolling. And I land on one of my usual spots, my favorite spots. And I pick, you know, the same meal I order from them every time I order from them. And I put it in the cart. And then I even go as far as to go to checkout. I go to the checkout and I'm sitting there. And right as I'm about to pull the trigger on it, that inner voice comes through and says, "Yo, save that money, homie. We could do something more. You about to take a trip. You about to do this. You got things to do. We can save this money. You got food in the house. You know, I'm at that age where, like, I hear my mother's voice in my head, like, we got food in the house, you know. You know, what you want to go to McDonald's for? You got McDonald's money? I don't have Uber Eats money today. Like, I got it, but I don't need to spend it. So, got food in the house. We're going to do that." And I'm like, good looking out in her voice, you know. We going to chill. So, I sit there for a little bit longer because I still don't want to have to do any of the work involved in feeding myself. This is just the lazy American thing. And I finally get up and I decide to get myself a bowl of cereal, whatever I was going to do. And as I'm walking over there, my phone goes off. I get a text message. And so, you know, I'm thinking it's bae. Like, I'm thinking, you know, it's my girl and she's texting me, you know, because that's what we do. And maybe sending me something freaky, who knows, you know, but I'm excited. I'm like, oh yeah, let me check on this text. So I'm about to, you know, pull my crunch berries up and you know, and see where the night texts me. But I want to check this text first. And I look at the text message and it is these diabolical sons of bitches from Uber Eats texting me to say, "Don't forget, you know, your Hawaiian barbecue in your cart because you deserve it." Motherfucker. No, you know what? You deserve a special place in hell for that type of manipulation. And just, you got enough of my money and you know you're going to get more. You know I'm going to be back. Just not today. Just give me this one day to be a decent human being and feed myself without having to pay somebody, a regular ass dude, to go to the place for me, pick it up and bring it back to me. Like, I'm that opposed to doing anything for myself that I will pay somebody extra money to go get the food for me and bring it to my house. Yeah, let me have one day where I'm just a decent, regular human being that can do for himself. Like, you know I'm going to be back. The track record is, it's a proven track record. You got plenty of my money. Like, why are y'all messing with me? But that's that, you know, we out for us. Not only am I going to, you know, try to encourage you to spend money, I'm going to try to encourage you to spend money on some food that probably ain't the best for you, that you don't need. And I've gotten plenty of your money already. But this is just how we do. And I think a lot of people would look at that as like, you know, it's capitalism at its finest. You know, they provide a service. They're trying to sell the service. They got families to feed. And the dude, the Uber Eats driver, they got a family to feed and everything. You know, so yeah, they're going to encourage you to participate in this consumerism for their benefit. Even when I'm just trying to be, for one day, a good, decent human being. You just can't let me do it. So I got past that. I was pissed off. I was a little hurt. I was a little irritated by the whole situation. Like, damn, y'all gonna go as far as to send me a text message and tell me what it is I deserve? Like, I'm cheating myself because I'm not spending money with you people today? Like, that's crazy. But I whatever. So I take my trip to St. Louis. I have to go to work that day. I go to work. I get off work. I'm running straight to the airport. Airports and airport parking lots and the whole navigation of airports is not my favorite thing. Stressful situation. But, you know, I built in enough time to my schedule that I could deal with, you know, fucking up and making a wrong turn and having to turn around and figure some shit out and still get to the airport on time. All of that went through fine. Went through TSA, you know, fine. TSA still bugs me. We're not going to do that. Like, I'm just saying, though, if you don't like the job that you have, then get another job. Don't take that out on me. Like, don't talk to me crazy because you're not happy at work today. That's not cool. But we'll get back to that. I get through TSA. I have a layover. I fly to Dallas. I have to chill for a little bit, then get on another plane. I don't get to St. Louis till like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. I've had a full day. The people at Uber Eats pissing me off. Had to go to work, had to make it through TSA and all the rules that change every 2 seconds. Like, I'm just trying to get where I'm trying to get and lay my head down and go to sleep. I get the St. Louis airport got all these signs for where you're supposed to go for ride share pickups and stuff, and the signs are pissing me off. I figured out that one was me. Like, there was signs pointing in this direction, and then there was one off to the side that was like, yeah, but up here too. And I didn't see that one. And so I kept walking for way longer than I should have. And then I had to turn back around. But I'll take responsibility for that one. I ain't see the little sign they put off to the side. I think it's fucked up. You put it off to the side. But nope. I'm a keep my side of the street clean. That one was on me. I get up there. I get my Uber, you know, to get to, you know, my hotel. So what I decided to do was to book like a, I think it's something called Casa. I was going to book me, I booked like an apartment for the weekend that I was going to be up there. And so they don't have like a front desk. There's no place that you check in. You don't go meet a front desk clerk, check in, and they give you your key and tell you about the amenities of the hotel, nothing like that. It's like, you book the thing, it's on a website, they send you some instructions. Here's the code to get in the door, here's the code to get into, you know, your apartment. The keys is going to be here, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, all right, you know, should be smooth sailing. I usually, if you set up a system where I can do business with you and not have to speak to a human being, we're going to do business. You are my best friend. I'll tell you right now, if you own a restaurant, and you don't do online ordering or some way that I can just send you what I want and you send it to me and I don't have to speak to a human being, you don't want my business. So I thought I was in a good situation. I'm dealing with these folks. I ain't got to talk to nobody. They just sent me the information. I just got to get where I got to get, put in my code. I'm good. Now, again, I've been in Texas, I don't know, since 2013. So I've been in Texas, you know, straight up 10 years. 10 years, flat. A little bit, like a couple days past 10 years. But I've been here for 10 years. I'm used to Texas at this point. Like I have coats that I haven't worn in 10 years. It don't get cold here. When it gets cold, it gets like mildly cold. It gets like windbreaker cold. It gets hoodie cold. It don't get like layers, thermal underwear cold out here. That's what I've gotten used to. I knew I was going to St. Louis in February, so I understood, like, There's you're gonna have to adapt a little bit, and you know, and that's always a weird thing. Like, how do I dress for the airport in Texas, knowing I'm getting off the plane someplace where it's mad cold? But I thought I worked it out, and I got there, and but I get out of this Uber to go into my apartment building that I'm gonna be in for the weekend, and it's cold as fuck. It's unnecessarily cold. It's disrespectfully cold. Like, there was a snowstorm. I told you it snowed earlier. So, it was like a snowstorm the next day. It was like pre-snowstorm cold when I got out of this Uber. So, I'm not. It's 11 o'clock at night. It's cold. Not super happy. I get to the door. I put in my code. The thing says door unlocked. I go to open the door. Nah. Like, it says it's unlocked, but this joint ain't open. So, I do that about 5-6 more times. Now, I'm starting to get nervous because I thought I had booked an apartment in like a nice part of St. Louis. And what I don't want to be is a black man at 11 o'clock at night pulling on a door in a building where it looks like I don't belong. And that's what I feel like I look like right now. I feel like I'm waiting for the police to show up. So they say they got like this 24/7 call center I could call into. And I call them and I'm telling them what's happening. They're like, well, have you put the code in the door? Yes, I've put the code in the door. I think I started with that. You know what I hate with customer service? When you get on the phone, when you know all the questions that they're going to ask you. And so when you get the human being on the phone, you tell them, you give them a 10-minute synopsis of what you've been going through that answers every last one of them damn questions that you know they're going to ask you. And then they ask you the fucking questions anyway. Pay attention. I didn't talk for 10 minutes because I'm lonely and needed somebody to talk to. I talked because I was trying to give you the information that I know you're about to ask me for. And you did it anyway. You know, like, just first string. Have you put the code in? Yes. Yes, I put the code in. And did the door unlock? I don't think I'd be calling you if I put the code in and the door unlocked. I'm not just going to call you to tell you, hey, you know, your system worked as planned. Thank you for sending me the information. That would be a cool thing for me to do, but nah, I wouldn't. I'm calling you because I'm cold as fuck. And I'm standing outside and I'm putting the code in and it says the door is unlocked, but the door is not unlocked. That's why I'm calling. So the lady puts me on hold. She puts me on hold as if she is going to research the solution for me. Maybe they got a night watchman that they can call and is going to pull up and make sure that I get in. I don't know what she's doing, but you think when somebody puts you on hold, it's because they're going to get some additional information or some additional resources or take whatever fail-safe they have in place for situations just like this, that they're going to employ that so they can help you out. She comes back to the phone and says, okay, what I want you to do is put the code in again, and this time use the right side of the door. Excuse me? Yes, this time when you put the code in, I want you to use the right side of the door. Mother, do you think I'm standing out here in the cold calling you at damn near midnight at this point because I decided I see there's two sides of the door, but it's not possible it could be the right side of the door. I'm staying over here with the left side, and I'm going to continue to pull on this left side door and never try the right side, even though the left side is not letting me in. That's what you heard when I told you the story about not being able to get into this building. And I've just been standing here like, oh, there's a left and a right side of the mother. I swear. And it, I don't know how to, I reach points where I don't know how to interact with you anymore. Because now you've said something to me so absurd that I don't, what am I supposed to say back to that? Luckily for me, at the time when she was like giving me these instructions on how to use the right side of the door, somebody was coming out and was able to let me in. And a very trusting individual. I mean, I just look like a black dude banging on your door in the middle of the night, but they let me in the building. So shouts to them. And the lady's on the phone still. So you're saying you got into the building and everything's, I'm like, if you don't hang up at this point, you can't do nothing for me anymore. You didn't do anything for me to start. It wasn't the right side of the door that let me in. It was the person on the other side of the door that let me in. So just, I mean, you know, whatever. Have a good night. Fuck you too. But that's, I don't know. But I didn't say fuck you too. I told her thank you and have a good night and all that good stuff. Because I guess the point of everything that it is I'm trying to say, or the point of the conversations I've been having recently, is like trying to get out of this doing the right thing for a reward, or doing the right thing only if people allow you to. Like with the Uber Eats situation, I knew what I needed to do was not spend the money. And I was trying to not spend the money. And these people are trying to encourage me to spend the money and do something I'm not supposed to do. I'm pissed off at them for trying to encourage me to do something I'm not supposed to do. But in the past, especially, you know, in my drinking days and my addiction, I would have used something like that as an excuse to go do the thing I knew I was not supposed to do. As if, like, now I'm the victim. Like, I was going to do the right thing, but then you came along and, you know, didn't allow me to do that. You know, I hear that from people a lot. Like, people don't allow me to be nice, or people don't allow me to be friendly, or you don't allow me. Like, I think the world would be a better place if we got out of a state of allowing people to control who we are. Like, you do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. You behave a certain way. You treat people a certain way because that's how you want to be treated, and that's how you believe people should be treated. Not always because they're deserving of it. You know, I say good night, you know, have a good day, thank you, you know, for your help, because that's just who I am, and that's who I like to be to people. In my mind, I'm thinking, fuck you, you stupid, you ain't helped me at all. But that's just not, I wasn't going to allow how she handled the situation to dictate to me how I treat her. Because at the end of the day, I have to answer to whoever it is you believe in. I have to answer to my God for how I treat people, how I move through this world. And I can't stand up there and say, man, I wanted to be a good person, but they wouldn't let me. No, you know, you respect people because that's what you do. You know, you treat people right because that's what you do, even when they don't deserve it. Because I know for me personally, and I can't speak for you or anybody else listening, but if life gave me what I deserved, if I was honest with myself about that, about what I deserve out of life, I'd be up Schitt's Creek. I'm only living the life that I have now and as blessed as I am now because life has given me grace. Life has excused my bad behavior at times. Life has forgiven me for my mistakes at times, looked past my shortcomings at times, and allowed me to, you know, to persevere in spite of. I have not been given all of the consequences for the actions that I've taken. I've not been, you know, hit with all of that. And so the same grace that I've received that allows me to be where I am right now and allows me to wake up and not be just pissed off at everything, I need to give that same grace to others. And not because they deserve it, but that's just the right thing to do. I also believe, like, you know, we got to start forgiving each other, and we got to start, like, not holding these grudges. And that is the hard thing for me. That is, I am the most petty person on the planet. If you know me, you know that I am super petty, and I don't let go of a grudge. If you crossed me 300 years ago, I remember it to this day, and I'm waiting for my chance to get my lick back. Like, that's just who I am. And I'm trying not to be that way. I'm trying, and it's hard. I think the world would be a better place. I see so much of what the interactions that we have with each other these days are us, you know, looking for a reason to be upset and then allowing whatever that is to give us license to behave badly and then blaming our bad behavior on what someone else did or did not allow us to do, which just seems like a very victim mentality, and it's just not conducive to a happy life, to letting people control your emotions like that, letting people control your actions. I know there were many times where I let somebody, you know, take me to a place I didn't want to go, and then I spend the next 2 or 3 days feeling guilty or feeling upset with myself for what I did or dealing with the repercussions of what I did. When I could have just taken that on, I could have taken the responsibility of controlling my own actions on for myself and not giving that to somebody else. And I'm trying to teach my daughter that. You know, she can't let what some kid in school says to her allow her to lash out. And then now she's in trouble for hitting them upside the head with something. Defend yourself, yes. But should nobody be able to say something to you that gives you license to assault them? You know, but I hear that all the time in conversations. Like, we talk about to smack her around the world. Like it was cool because he told a joke you shouldn't have told. Like, this is not this. It's not how it works. Or that's at least not how I think it should work. And I think the world would work a lot better. And that maybe we would get along a lot better. And we could push through some of these things if we just didn't adopt this, I'm going to let you dictate who I am today. Like, figure out who you are, what you believe in, how you believe you should behave. And then behave that way for that reason and that reason only. Not because doing the right thing is going to get you some reward in the end, or you're doing the right thing because people treat you well, so now you're reciprocating. Like, you just do the right thing because it's the right thing. You be who you are because that's who you are, not because somebody allowed you to be. But I don't know. I'm going to get off my soapbox with that. I've been having the conversation a lot, and I feel like doing an episode about it. So here we are. But with that being said, I appreciate you for hanging around. If you made it this far, you're the real MVP. And I fucks with you. Make sure you hit up the whatistws.com/merch. It's not slash merch. The whatistws.com merch store. That's whatistws.com/store. Get yourself. It's still somewhat cold outside. In Texas, not so much. But, you know, you might be able to still rock a hoodie right now. We're going to be moving on to the summer of the algorithm soon. So your t-shirts will be 20% off. But go ahead and stock up on your hoodies now while you got a chance. And help me. What was it that I said I was going to buy? Oh, I need that chair. I'm trying to get my chair with the hydraulics. I'll send you a picture. Like, whatever. Buy something. But with that being said, until we speak again, y'all be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, doing the right thing is its own reward. Be you. And I love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.